Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
How's everyone doing? Do you have a Cynthia, a Revo, or I'm insecure about how saying her name. I think I'm saying it right. Do you have a Cynthia Revo in your life? Because we all need a Cynthia to come in and save us when all of the incompetent men surrounding us are there looking on, being useless. Cynthia is a singer, actress, performer extraordinaire, and she's bony and short. Why did she have to be Ariana Grande's security guard? How is it that there are men, several of them, who are paid to protect Ariana Grande and the cast of Wicked, and they are just watching in wonder as a fan bum rushes Ariana Grande? They're useless. They're like, let's just step back and let Cynthia do our jobs because we're incompetent and she's better than us. So let's do nothing. How about we do nothing? That's exactly what happened when a 26-year-old man named Johnson Wen bum rushed Ariana Grande trying to become famous. That was the goal. It wasn't important to him to have Ariana feel safe, feel protected, not feel like a spectacle, not feel attacked, not have any PTSD. I imagine she might have PTSD forever because of this. No, what was important to him was driving engagement, to driving people to his Instagram, so that we could go to his bio, and in his bio, he has a GoFundMe link where he is seeking, I think, $25,000 or $35,000, I can't remember which, to pay his bills. And guess what? He has received $5,000 in donations already. This is his plan. His plan is to assault, is to harass celebrities to get so that the buzz it creates, the virality of it all, brings people to his Instagram so they could go and donate to his GoFundMe. So, by the way, if you want to fact check what I just said, his Instagram is P as in Paul, Y as in Yo-Yo, Jam, J-A-M, A, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. So P-Way, Jam, Jam-a-man. Man with two N's. That is his Instagram. And what did he post? What did he post on his social media after he bum-rushed Ariana Grande? He said he just met Ariana Grande. That's a very loose definition of just meeting someone, right? Scaring the shit out of them. Grabbing them. Pulling them to the side. Unexpectedly. When they traveled to go meet their fans in Singapore. Traveled all the way from America to Singapore. That's a loose way of describing what you did. A very, very generous, polite, watered way of describing what the fuck you did. So, this man, Johnson, he has bum-rushed the stage at a Katy Perry concert, the Weeknd concert, and I think he also did the Chainsmokers. So, this man has a history of doing this. 26-year-old piece of shit idiot loser who feels entitled to get on stage or go to a Wicked premiere because he's trying to get insta-famous so that people will pay off his debt. So, it didn't work out this time. The plan didn't work. You know, as far as him being a harmless piece of shit. In his mind, it's harmless. To the celebrities he's traumatizing, it's not harmless. And unfortunately, I hope that it doesn't give anyone else any ideas. And I'm not so sure it will this time, because first they said they charged him with being a public nuisance and they fined him $2,000. Now, they are throwing his ass in jail. He's already currently in jail. I don't know. But he has been reportedly sentenced to 9 days in jail, according to TMZ. Does your heart sing? He was wicked. He wasn't wicked for good. He was wicked for clout. He was a clout-chasing piece of shit. 4 years. He did this to Katy Perry. He did this to The Weeknd. He did this to, I think the Chainsmokers. Like, this is what this guy does. So I just clicked on his Instagram. And he brags about it every single time. Like, he's literally like, I am the person who harasses people. So he tagged when he did this to Katy Perry. He tagged when he did this to The Weeknd. Like I said, he's done this to multiple people. He is a loser, idiot, weirdo. So anyway, let's read what was said. So TMZ reports that prosecutors called Wen a, quote, serial intruder. The judge noted this was not Wen's first time doing something like this, saying, quote, you seem to be attention-seeking, thinking only of yourself and not the safety of others when committing these acts, end quote. Let's see here. So, do I think he's going to do this again? No. You want to know why I don't think he's going to do this again? Because if he was sentenced to 9 days in jail for the Ariana Grande incident after he has a history of doing this shit without being put into jail for it, because he was sentenced to 9 days in jail, he's bound to be worried that if he does this again, his sentence will be much longer. So I do not think he will do this again. I think this is the punishment that he needs so that he can learn that it is not right for him to frighten, scare, attack, pull, bum rush, grab celebrities in an attempt to clout chase for money. Like, get a job. This wasn't worth it. It seems like when he did this with Katy Perry on The Weeknd, it really wasn't seen as much of a big deal, and it didn't go as viral as it did when he did this to Ariana Grande. So this was not worth it, because guess what? He's gonna pull up anytime somebody considers hiring him. And they type his name in, or anybody, I should say, when anybody types his name in, he is going to be known as the idiot, loser, piece of shit, immature, entitled, clout chasing, disrespectful idiot, and what the crimes he's committed is gonna pull up. This is not the way to do it, y'all. Like, this is not the way to get attention. It's just not. Ariana has a rabid fan base too, so I really hope it was worth it for this dumb buck. Really hope it was worth it.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.